Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds.
Recently, I asked Mint Mobile's legal team if big wireless companies are allowed to raise prices due to inflation. They said yes. And then when I asked if raising prices technically violates those onerous two-year contracts, they said, what the f*** are you talking about, you insane Hollywood ass f-. So to recap, we're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Batch bitch. Batchy bitchy batchy batchy bitch. Batch bitch. Batch batch bitch. Batch bitch. Batch bitch. Batch bitch. Batch batch bitch. Bitchy bitch. Batchy batchy bitch. Batchy batchy bitch. Batchy batchy bitch. Batchy batchy bitch.
Hello.
I'm Naomi.
And I'm Danielle.
Danielle, look how much you peek out the microphone.
Oh my God, sorry, I've got the voice of an angel breaking sound barriers. Because it wasn't meant for this world.
How are you going?
Yeah, I'm going okay. How are you going?
I'm going all right. I had a lot of spaghetti earlier.
You did, and then you kept on having blank, like you would just go blank and then be like, sorry, I had spaghetti. As if that was an excuse for not being able to finish sentences.
There's no blood in my brain. It's all in my little tummy.
Sorry.
It's all digesting the food, Danielle.
Okay, sorry.
So look forward to that on this here podcast. Danielle, The Bachelor is over.
Yes, it's done.
How do you feel about it?
I mean, happy because I didn't have... I've got a busy week because I'm trying to move. Mm. And I'm very happy I didn't have to watch hours of TV and write notes about it.
Yes.
So, the good. How are you feeling about being over?
Oh, my God. I love it so much.
It's because you can do stuff with your life. You can watch other shows. Have you watched any other shows?
Yeah, I watched this one. It's called Auntie Donna's Big Old House of Fun. Have you seen it?
Yes, I have seen it.
Are you sure?
Yes, I have seen it.
Name a sketch from the last episode.
The last episode?
Yeah.
Okay, well, this is not my strong point of remembering things. Last episode...
Because you watched all of it, so you would know the last episode.
I watched all of it. But then I watched it all in like one sitting, so I don't remember where things went.
Okay.
But then tell me the premise of the last episode and I'll tell you a sketch.
They're getting ready because someone's coming to dinner.
Oh, the queen comes.
Mm.
And then they do a big dance and Ben Russell's there and also...
Yeah, well, that was in the trailer.
The jukebox man, he's being a jukebox.
And who plays the jukebox?
Paul F. Tompkins, is that his name?
Ding, ding, ding. Okay. Okay, Danielle is a certified Auntie Donna stan. She's not like all those fake fans out there.
Okay, if you went through every episode and told me the purpose, I'd be able to tell you what happened. But because I watched it all in one go, you know how it all becomes one thing? Does that happen to you?
Especially with that. Well, I've seen edits and stuff. So let me see if I can remember them. First one is housemates,
mm-hmm.
is the word of the day.
Mm-hmm.
Second one. Might be about them going on a date.
Dating. No, I think it's... Isn't the wrestling lady? But I don't know what the word is.
That one's called Training for the 2000 Sydney Olympics.
Okay.
But then there's a dating Olympics. Episode as well. Olympics. Yes, okay. And then there is... This is a fun quiz. You guys can play along at home as well. That's three of them.
Mm-hmm.
Episode 4, Treasure.
Oh, that's
Treasure might be earlier though. Actually, I think Treasure is episode 2.
Yeah, because that's... Oh, yeah, because it was very early on where it was like, this is not canon with the rest of the season.
Yeah, it's episode 2. Treasure's episode 2. And then episode 5 is the spooky one. Nighttime.
Mm-hmm.
And then episode 6 is Queen's Coming to Dinner.
Yes.
Anyway, so that is our recap of Auntie Donna's Big Old House mm-hmm. of Fun. And that's all I'd like to say on it.
I enjoyed it. Go watch it. It's very fun. Can I have a question?
You can have a question for sure.
Was it filmed in the house from New Girl, like the interior set?
Well, it was shot in a studio space, but I do not think no, because that's like an apartment. This was like built like a house.
It like had a similar like layout, but I thought they'd like just painted shit and moved stuff around a bit. And I was just like, is this the house from New Girl? But I guess
apparently it's the house, the same house from as a show from Marc Maron that I don't know.
Marc Maron?
Yeah, dude?
I don't know.
The show's called Maron or something. I don't know.
I've only watched the first season of Glow. I think that's something
he's in that.
I think that's the only thing I've watched with him as an actor. I don't know because I don't really know people's faces. Unless, like, I... You know, it's like you watch 8 things with somebody in it. You're like, no idea who this person is. Then you watch 1 thing and you're like, oh! Is that what? Person?
You watch 8 things with one you, like, person's
you
might, face in it.
You know,
it.
You've watched 8 things over the oh, years little that bit have had parts. That person. Yeah, and then all of a sudden they're a star. And then you're like, where do I know them from? And then it's like a 3-second role in something like random once.
Yes. I love to do that, actually. You know what I'm really good at is picking voice actors.
Yeah.
Like if I'm watching a cartoon, I can be like, that's Susan Sarandon.
That's I think that's the thing everybody does, right?
No. Some people, I have an ear for it.
There's a sketch about that.
Well, it was written about me.
Wait, did...
I wrote the sketch.
Who?
It's my sketch.
The Auntie Donna... Did Auntie Donna do that sketch or did somebody else do that
sketch? I don't
know
what you're talking about.
Somebody did a sketch about that exact thing. Maybe it was SNL. I don't know.
Can I read you a review of Auntie Donna's Big House of Fun that...
Is this the one that you sent to the group chat?
Someone else sent it.
Because we laughed so hard at that because it was so funny.
Let's go
Can I
it.
Tell you what my favorite part is when we... Well, yeah.
We'll okay.
When we get to it.
All right. So... it's so funny. Oh my God. It's so funny. Okay. Hang on. Let me find this thing. You fill, Danielle.
Okay. So just to bear in mind, this review is not written by... Anybody of note, it is written by like a woman at a college, just I guess for the maybe student newspaper or something. I don't really know. Anyway, it's not a positive review, but it's very funny because it's by somebody who clearly does not get it, which is always the funnest. Because if somebody gets it and objectively they have reasons to not like it or whatever, then like you're like, ah, yes, that's an opinion. When somebody just doesn't get it, you go like, oh, you oh. didn't get it.
And it's so funny. Oh, my God. It's so... Oh, wait.
Oh, my God, yeah. Naomi. I could pull it up faster than this.
I'm sorry. I have bad reception in this room. This room has notoriously bad reception, Danielle.
Oh, my God. Is your Wi-Fi not working?
That's probably why Mark couldn't get it to work in here. Hang on. I'll just bring it up on the computer. There's a computer right here. The point can... So there's a sketch in the show that I think is worth... Here it is. I've gotten it up.
You've
so the sketch
up?
In the show, if you haven't watched it, then obviously watch it because then this will make sense. And also, what are you doing? You fucking dumb cunt. Zach changes the Wi-Fi name to yes. Poo Poo. And then everyone's like, ha ha ha. And they all go crazy and Jerry Seinfeld's there.
Yes. Can I say, Jerry Seinfeld says he changed his Wi-Fi password to Pretty Fly for a Wi-Fi.
Yes.
Now, genuinely, the house I lived at in Brunswick, the share house, when I moved in, they that was the name of our Wi-Fi. Like, they changed it to that. And they also genuinely thought it was very witty. And I was like, oh, my God.
I mean, is this quite a while ago, though?
Yeah. But I mean, like, also, like, it was when it was, like, probably, like, only, like, 5 years ago.
Oh, yeah.
It's still pretty embarrassing. It's still very embarrassing.
Yeah,
for
I don't
them.
Think a Wi-Fi name has ever made me laugh.
No, never.
Anyway, having said that, let's get into this review called Auntie Donna's Big Old House of Fun Isn't Fun at All. I don't even know where to begin, and not in a good way. I'm rarely displeased by shows. As long as they're not scary, I enjoy them, but this one is far different. Comedy group Auntie Donna invites us into their new Netflix series, Auntie Donna's Big Old House of Fun, which recently aired this past Wednesday. While it hurts me to be so brutally honest, I don't think I would be able to find more than 3 things that I liked about the show.
Okay, I don't think this lady was hurt at all, because she quite candidly was immediately like, it's not fun at all, here are all the things I don't like about it. Okay, go.
Yeah, the title's so brutal.
Yeah.
It's like the title in an alternate universe where the show fucking bombed and I have to like console Mark through his TV show Crashing and Burning. Auntie Donna is an Australian comedy group located in Melbourne, blah, 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 blah. Surprisingly enough, Auntie Donna's fan base
Sorry,
is quite
also,
large.
Does why is everybody else has the just first and last name? Mark has first, middle, last name.
That's his brand.
Is it?
Yeah.
I just thought he was Mark. To me, he's just Mark.
Well, he does have a middle and a last. He likes to be referred to as Mark Samuel Bonanno. And it really pisses him off because people misspell Bonanno a lot of the time. And they also misspell Samuel. Or they spell Samuel right. His middle name, Samuel, is Samuel. Because his mum misspelled it on the birth certificate and didn't check it.
Oh, that happens a lot.
Yeah?
Yeah, with people's names. Yeah.
I think it's nice. Yeah. Bring something unique. Or in Mark's case, it's mostly just people spelling it wrong. But this woman did spell it right.
It's also funny to like to get angry at people for spelling it wrong when your mum spelt it wrong.
Hear that, Mark? You fucking idiot. It's okay. He doesn't listen to this. Surprisingly enough, Auntie Donna's fan base is quite large. Okay, rude. With over 300,000 YouTube subscribers and numerous Reddit threads dedicated. That's my favorite part. Numerous Reddit threads.
Numerous.
Do you know Reddit how threads. Much it takes to get a Reddit thread dedicated to you?
Yeah, you
can. Not much. Just someone type and press post and someone else respond. Most recently, they created a podcast called Auntie Donna. Original, I know. Led them on tour around the United States and United Kingdom.
But if you're a comedy group, of course, you're going to name the podcast after you because that's what people do. I mean, if you're a solo artist, that's insane. You can't call a show. I couldn't call my podcast that was a solo podcast Danny R. Walker.
Yeah.
But if you're a group called Auntie Donna, it's makes perfect sense to call the show Auntie Donna.
Oh, you sound like Comedy Bang Bang, Danielle. Now...
What? I was saying it's per...
No, I'm kidding. Oh, okay. Because they are also like a comedy collective. And that's the name of the podcast.
I didn't know the backstory.
Smart enough to get my witty comedy. God.
Last night, I saw a post. Somebody was sharing like a post and it was like about Johnny Depp and Amber Heard. And the post was like... Johnny Depp abused Amber Heard and all this horrible stuff and all this stuff that was like proven in court. And then at the end it went, actually the roles were reversed. Okay. If it was a woman being abused, you would have all jumped to protect her and defend her, but because it's a man being abused, you didn't do that. And then the person shared the post, but they clearly didn't read the full post and just, they were like, how can people still defend this man? And it was like a post actually like supporting him. And I was like, oh, I just got to scroll. That's embarrassing.
Wait, I don't even get it.
So it was like they'd written the post
A Facebook post?
Yeah, they'd written like a Facebook post saying everything that was shown in court to prove that Johnny Depp had abused Amber Heard with photographic evidence and all this stuff.
Yeah.
And then at the end, they revealed that, in fact, all the evidence that they had shared within their post, it was flipped. So it was actually...
Oh, evidence that Amber Heard abused Johnny Depp.
Yeah. And so, but then they made it out like it was like a... Like you wouldn't have even cared if it was the... If it was... the other way around, if it was Amber Heard who was being abused and Johnny Depp not being abused or whatever. It was very like, okay, dude. And then, yeah, this person shared it, but they clearly hadn't read it and thought that...
Oh, it was just a list of what Johnny Depp had done to Amber Heard?
Yeah.
Oh, no. But there also is like a shit ton of evidence that Johnny Depp did abuse Amber.
Yeah, it seems like...
I mean, it was literally proven in court that it wasn't liable to say that he did it.
It seems like they both did some fucked up shit to each other. Yeah, it seems like
they shouldn't be together and we should just leave it alone.
Yeah.
Oh, no.
Anyway, I was just very... I thought it was funny that the lady clearly didn't read the post. But shared it with her thoughts. And I was like, the post is trying to make the exact opposite thing. Okay, continue, because I think this is my favorite paragraph next.
Well, I just think it's funny that she's saying the reason that they went on tour was for their podcast.
Oh, yes, not for the live shows.
Famous live act. Listen to my claws come out. Don't come after my men. Okay. This is where the laughs come in. I've literally read this to groups of people and it crushes every time. In the beginning part of the first episode, Ruane changes their house Wi-Fi password to Poo Poo, which somehow garnered the attention and love of the entire neighborhood. One woman jumped out of the bush, the other walked out of the trees, and then somehow Jerry Seinfeld showed up.
Okay, this bit is funny because at no point does she reference that Jerry Seinfeld is not actually Jerry Seinfeld, but a man... dressed as Jerry Seinfeld, pretending to be Jerry Seinfeld. She never mentions that. So it seems like she doesn't know who Jerry Seinfeld is. And also that she thinks that...
I think she would know it's not Jerry Seinfeld.
You think so?
Yeah.
I was like, all right, I guess maybe she doesn't know. But then also it seems like she doesn't understand that they're not going for realism.
No, hang on. First of all, I didn't find the name of the change of the Wi-Fi name that funny. Then it was so blown out of proportion that it didn't even seem realistic.
Oh, my God.
While I believe that making things absurd and completely out of the ordinary is part of their comedic style, it just isn't my cup of tea. What show does she watch?
I don't... Well, I think she... Doesn't she go on to...
I want shows that are exactly like real life. That's funny to me.
Doesn't she go on to say what she likes or is it that... No.
Well, let's keep reading. Okay, sorry. Another thing that grinded my gears was how they sing at the beginning of their episodes. There's nothing worse than people singing who have absolutely no vocal talent at all. Which, first of all, rude. Not to mention the lyrics make absolutely...
She'd hate our podcast.
She'd love it. The lyrics make absolutely zero sense. Can you tell I'm annoyed? On top of that, they spend 5 minutes trashing their entire home, from smashing bottles across the cupboard to throwing the dishwasher that speaks, I might add, out the door.
All right.
But I don't understand what her problem is with that.
So she's saying, okay, I also like the way that she's saying, that speaks, may I add, also not realistic. Dishwashers don't speak.
We all know dishwashers don't speak.
Idiot. They also don't have big googly eyes. Take those off. And certainly don't replace the dishwasher with a cow doy.
No, I do like her positives the most.
Sorry.
With all this being said, there are two things I appreciate about the show. Mm-hmm. The first thing is their superb acting skills. While I'm not sure if they know it or not, all three men are amazing actors.
Okay, to me, this is one of the most baffling bits because it's like, so wait, you didn't like that it wasn't realistic and they were really amping it up.
Yeah.
And you were like... So they're over the top playing stuff up, but she's like, now this is realistic, great acting.
Well, yeah, she does say throughout the show, they interchangeably play different characters and do so in a professional and realistic way. For example, there was a skit similar to the show Jeopardy.
Yes.
Jeopardy.
Mm-hmm.
This Family Feud sketch, yes. Where Ruane and Banana is spelled wrong on this occasion, unfortunately, play four characters all at the same time. The second thing, and arguably the most important, mm-hmm. is their accents.
Yes.
I'm a sucker for an Australian, New Zealand, or English accent, so the accent box is 100% checked off in my book.
Americans? I assume this is written by an American woman. And
yes.
Americans are absolutely psycho about accents for some reason.
I remember when I was just starting doing comedy and I had a therapist and we were talking about comedy and like I knew that he wouldn't be the type of guy who would, that's right. I was talking about comedy and he's like, oh, you know what movie is so funny? The Internship with Owen Wilson and Vince Vaughn.
What?
Do you know that movie?
No.
Where they go and do an internship at Google.
No, I'm sorry. That's not like that is absolutely, if somebody told me that movie existed, I'd be like, I have no interest in watching any of that.
Well, it's not good. And then he said not. The other thing that is so funny is just Scottish accents. And he's like, oh, there's one comedian. He has a Scottish accent. Hilarious.
This person's not Scottish, are they? Tell me.
No. Well, no, I don't know who they are. Okay. I thought you meant the therapist. I was like, no, the therapist is not Scottish. No,
I thought you meant like they were going to say somebody and then...
Oh, no, they were literally Scottish just like, what I find funny is Scottish accents. So much like this person here. It may just be me, but I don't think I even cracked a smile during these episodes. Accents and all, which arguably are the most important thing. The one word I would use to describe Auntie Donna is overwhelming. If you're into fast-paced electric comedy, then they may be your style, but I just wasn't able to keep up. That I believe. I can't get over the... I didn't even find the Wi-Fi name change that funny.
It wasn't poo-poo. I just want to know what they would have laughed at. Because it's saying... I felt like it was being like, there could be a funny Wi-Fi pass name, but poo-poo not for me, is not the one.
Maybe something a bit more clever.
Mm.
Maybe Pretty Fly for a Wi-Fi if that had been setting up the sketch.
Maybe, yeah. And then Jerry Seinfeld said, mine's poo-poo.
Anyway, it is a good show, but I do have to take, you know, this is the review that I'll be passing on if anyone asks how Mark's going, obviously.
Yes, of course.
But no, good show, I think. I think it's a bit of fun. My favorite thing to do when I'm worried that I'm going to get bad feedback is to look at people I admire and look at their worst reviews.
Oh, my God. I remember I have a horrible review for a show, and I just remember it being like I had, like, 23 shows in the run and, like, all of them had done so well. And then I had this one horrible show. And it was, like, so bad. Like, I couldn't... Like, I don't know what... Like, I just couldn't get them. Like, I'd had such a great run. And I was just, like, walking on air. And then this one night I was, like, I couldn't get them to laugh, or I don't know what was going on. I was like, I'm doing my best. I'm putting energy into the room. I'm doing the same jokes. I don't know what's happening. Not like, I swear to God, it was just an hour of actual silence. Oh, and then at the end of the show, it was the only show that I climbed out the fire exit so I didn't have to walk through the building. And that was the night I had
the fire exit.
Yeah, because it was when I was in like
Vic Hotel.
Yeah, upstairs, and there was like a back exit out of the room. That's and I so asked, funny. I was like, is there somewhere I can go? And then like somebody from my management was in, because it was media night.
Oh fuck.
And she was like,
it was media night?
Yeah. Anyway, so I had a
You got a rough one?
Yeah. Oh my God, horrible.
Oh no, it doesn't mean anything.
It was horrible. Then I just stopped. I just didn't read anything. And then
that's good.
I still got nommed and wanted and had a great bunch of shows. So
yeah, fuck it them.
Shows how much you know, dickhead.
Fucking piece of shit. First time I saw a comedian that I really like was Mark, and I went and they just had the worst show. Oh. There was like barely anyone there. None of them were laughing. Oh, it was just like an off night for a very funny comedian.
That sucks. That's
well, it's fine because like I know she's funny.
Yeah.
So I was just like, this doesn't mean anything. So I hope that, but I can imagine like just having like two comedians in and then just like shit. I mean, I wasn't much of a comedian back then. Not the titan of industry I am now. But yeah, no, imagine. That's pretty fucking brutal. But anyway, fuck them. But that's what I do. I remember when Mark started like growing the top of his hair out, people would be like, oh, hipster boy. Oh, why don't you go have a cold brew? Oh, in the comments of their YouTube videos.
Oh.
And he was like, you know, he was like, that's mean. And so then I looked up bad reviews of his favorite band because they're quote unquote weird. And I was like, see, these people are wrong. Yeah. They're wrong about you too.
Yeah.
It's just funny that you don't need to do much to upset a bunch of people.
Yeah. This leads into probably what we're actually maybe going to talk about today, right? Oh, hello, segue.
Hello, segue.
People can be mean. Let's move into, what was the show we watched? The one episode?
Reputation Rehab.
Yes, we watched that.
I've watched all three episodes that are available.
Okay, well, I've watched the one with Abby.
Yeah.
From
Abby Chatfield. The Bachelor. Queen.
Yes.
We stan.
Yes, we stan. And can you lead in? Because I don't have any notes or anything.
I didn't write any notes.
So it's about how are TV villains made, or are they just actually villains?
Yeah.
And then they did a really great job of breaking down like all the techniques that are used. And I can't say that. Don't worry.
Say it.
I was just going to say, you know how I told you about that thing I did where I went to like a writing thing and I was talking about how the lady was like kind of a bit full on, and she was like, I'm who they based Absolutely Fabulous off.
Yeah.
I'm pretty sure it was the lady, like she looks very similar to the lady from that show, except she was not wearing mesh on the TV show. Oh,
well, the one they were interviewing?
Yeah.
Was she a producer?
Yeah, the one who was a producer, yeah.
Oh!
With the short hair, yeah.
Wow.
Anyway, I was like, oh, interesting. Anyway, so what they did is they like talked to some producers and then they talked to some like real life people.
Yeah.
And then they also talked to like Abby to be like, what did the producers do? And it sort of lined up with like what the lady was saying.
Mm-hmm.
And then they got like a bunch of people to talk about it and watch some clips and be like, what do you think about her? And then Abby also talked about how her red dress kiss at the cocktail party was basically identical to Eleanor's, except... Yeah,
which is not something we picked up on.
No.
But, I mean, we're not comparing every but also, scene like she would be.
Yeah. And then Eleanor...
God, we're not gods, okay? We can't pick up on every little detail.
Yeah, also there would have been a few episodes apart.
Yeah.
So, yeah. But, like, yeah, Eleanor's got red lipstick on, red dress, kisses at the cocktail party, and she gets fairy tale music.
Yeah.
And Abby, red dress, red lipstick, kisses at the cocktail party, like... sexy villainous Spanish music for some reason.
Yeah.
Like that.
Ooh, I'm horny.
Like that, okay?
Yeah, it was really fucked. One thing I didn't, they were like, how to like make you uncomfortable. Abby said it's always a mic check. So they'll stop if you're just having a normal time. They'll come over and say, we just need to mic check you. And they'd come over and mic check you.
Yeah.
And then whisper something in your ear.
To get you to do something.
Yeah.
And then they got like this lady who was one of the people they were questioning to go on a date with a guy.
Mm.
And they got her to like, you know, just have chats with him or whatnot. And then they had questions that they made her ask him, but say like, you're just thinking of it. And that sort of thing. And then they edited it together in a bunch of ways.
Yeah.
So they showed you like what it was really like and then like made her seem like crazy villainous, being like, so how much do you earn?
Yeah.
What's your job? Would you be a sperm donor? Will you be my sperm donor? And then edited it so it didn't look like he was laughing, but looked like he was put on the spot.
Yeah.
And then...
Which is exactly what happened when I... That's exactly what happened when that guy was joking about freaking Becky having a yappy dog and her looking upset, by the way. 100% sure that happened.
I just don't like when people reference them as yappy dogs. I'm a big dog fan, but I always feel like it's like saying your dog's shit.
Absolutely.
So I feel like it's rude to say.
Yeah. People are rude to yappy dogs. I feel like they think they're being like subversive by being like, I don't like small dogs.
Yeah, it's like, sorry,
that's
not.
They're trying to like say fuck you to Paris Hilton or some shit.
Yeah, that's not a yappy dog. That's a badly trained dog, okay?
Yeah. Or a chihuahua.
Yeah, but also I think chihuahuas are cute as and sweet dogs.
I love chihuahuas.
Yeah, I like
them. Big eyes, tiny brain.
Sweet.
Very sweet.
Have I told you about the sweet one I used to look after?
You have.
Lucky. It was beautiful.
Yeah.
I made it not vicious anymore.
Yeah.
I don't know how I did that. I guess I'm just a dog whisperer.
Danielle tamed a beast.
I did. It was a sweet little angel by the end of it. And then their family sent me like fancy floral nougat to say thank you. And then I said, I'll give that to Dad.
I'm a teenager. What do I want?
I don't want
nougat. You didn't tell me it was floral. That's
yeah, it was
crazy.
Like floral with like... You know when it's got like, you know the fancy stuff with like the florals and like the honey and the like nuts and shit on top?
Honestly, Danielle, I'm going to be honest with you. I think that like tasting something floral, it sounds good, but it doesn't actually taste good.
And there's like, I think like candied rose petals kind of taste quite
I don't think
fun
I've ever had
stuff.
Candied rose petals because I'm not part of the 1%.
I think I've had them on a macaron, but I could have also been tasting the macaron. I was in France. You eat a macaron when you're in France.
Oh, you were in France, were you?
Oh,
in
you've
Paris.
Been. I'm sure you've been to France.
Do you think that the
excuse me?
To
answer
Emily
the question,
and, huh?
Have you
no,
been.
I haven't been to France.
Oh, okay. I thought you would.
You think
been
I was being a big hypocrite?
Yeah, I thought you were being a big hypocrite. Sorry.
I mean, I've been to Italia. do you think the sequel to Emily in Paris will be Danielle in Sydney?
I have not watched Emily in Paris, so I don't really know what.
Why haven't
what
you
happens?
Watched Emily in Paris?
Because
it's so
I
funny.
Sorry,
it's just bizarre.
Yeah,
I don't understand what they're going for with that show, but God, I was so addicted to it.
I just saw like that clip. I think you guys sent a clip to the chat or something, or like a trailer. I just watched a trailer and was like, this is not for me. I think it was like her being like rude in a French restaurant, being like the steak's not cooked or something, and then the waiter coming out and being like, the chef says the steak's cooked, and then the chef coming out and it being a handsome man.
Yeah.
And then him being like, taste it. And then she tasted it.
The guy who lives underneath her. And then she realizes that she was wrong.
Yeah, I was like.
But the one thing is, I don't think that makes her endearing. I think that makes her seem really annoying.
Yeah, why don't you try it? Also, if some people just don't like their steak medium rare, that's fine as well.
Yeah, it just
you know?
Grosses them out.
I prefer
that's
medium
fine.
Rare. But it's also, I feel like sometimes people also confuse medium rare with uncooked, because medium rare is still, it's still like cooked. It's not like, it's like.
Is that the steak you cooked for me? Was that
yes.
medium rare?
Yeah.
Yeah. Normal.
Yeah. It wasn't like all like it was still like reddish and pinky inside, but it wasn't like. It wasn't like blue. It wasn't like meat that had just been seared on either side.
Yeah, I couldn't do that. What's that one that's like raw mince with an egg in it?
I can't remember.
It has, it's fancy. People like it. I'm going to look it up. Raw mince with egg. Steak tartare.
Oh, yeah.
That looks fucked
that's
to me.
That's also though in heaps of different cultures, because we went to like a, I can't remember which type of African restaurant we went to. But we went to like an African restaurant when we lived in Footscray. And Jono really wanted to get like this mince dish. And I was like, I don't know if I could ever kiss you again if you eat mince.
Raw mince?
Yeah. I was just like, I'll think about it every time I kiss your mouth.
Who are you, Jordan Peterson?
Yeah. I just don't feel like, and I also don't, I just don't trust it, you know?
Wait, is Jordan Peterson still alive? What do you think?
I think so, but maybe in a coma. Who knows?
I mean, he was in a coma for a while. News. Let's have a look. Returns to work from illness with God's grace and mercy. That was a month ago.
Is his daughter still alive? Because she was just meat too.
She was what?
She was just eating just meat as well.
Oh, I thought you said she was just me too'd.
Oh.
The plot thickens. I think his daughter is the one who's killing him. That's She's the funny. One who got him on an all-meat diet.
Nobody should do an all-meat diet. Don't do that.
What do you mean? He's thriving.
I'm sure, but like, I know that people are like, we're carnivores and back in the day we just ate meat. And it's like, no, you didn't. No. Imagine if you couldn't catch something for ages.
You'd just fucking die, bro.
Yeah, you're eating. Oh, I'm sorry, but you're saying you wouldn't eat potatoes? It seems a lot easier.
Hello, ever heard of gatherers?
Yeah.
There's dude. Hunters and gatherers, bro. Just fighting for women. We had important work too. Yeah, no, surely he's going to die. He always looks so sad. Apparently he's in much better health because he went to Russia to go under some coma because he got addicted to benzos.
Oh my God.
He, yeah, no, he's the saddest man.
What, benzos? I
don't know. Oh, these like addictive drugs.
Is it like speed or is it like just a painkiller? Because I swear to God, when I have my painkillers from...
Psychoactive drugs.
When I have my painkillers from getting my gallbladder taken out, I only had like, I don't know, 10 tablets or something. And I still have... I had two left afterwards and I took one when I had a migraine and I just got the last one safe and for when I have a horrible another migraine what or something. What is it? I don't know, just a really good painkiller.
Is it codeine?
Yeah.
Yeah.
I just figured if I didn't need it, don't take it. And save it for when you have a horrific migraine.
Oh, absolutely. I've had, because I had a bunch of Panadeine Forte, which is codeine.
Yeah.
And I just saved it. And then, but then I took too much of it. No, I didn't like OD, but I was just taking like two every like 4 hours, which is like whatever the recommended dose is. But it was like, I just had like a bad throat infection. And then I like took them and then I ate yogurt and then I threw it up and the yogurt was still cold.
Oh.
And it was so, and it was like really sweet yogurt. So it smelled really sweet. So it was just like vomiting up cold sugar. And then I was like, never again.
That actually
never surely... unless I'm in unbearable pain. Although my throat infection was pretty bad and it was during COVID, but it wasn't COVID. So I had like no sympathy.
Mm.
And no I'm one sorry. Could even take care of me. Apart from Mark, obviously.
And I'm sure
apart from my life partner who lived with me. Mark's actually gotten better. I used to, like, clearly he grew up in a house with tough love. And it's taken me a while to be like, that's not me. Don't try to fucking do that to me. I just need a big pat on the head every now and then. A little kiss, bring me a glass of water. Okay, fuck you. Don't you ever try to tell me to shake it off. And he doesn't do that anymore. So claps for Mark.
That's good. We're opposite, I think.
Are you a tough lover?
I think I'm a bit more of a tough lover. Well, also because I think because Jono doesn't get very sick often, when he does, it's like he almost like overreacts, I think, because he's not used to feeling sick.
Oh, fuck off, Danielle. Just give him a bit of care.
Yeah, I do. I go, do you want me, I'll cook you up some sort of soup or something to make you feel better. But you can't ask for like a head scratch and a back rub for the entire day.
Well, yeah, that's crazy.
Stop it.
Well, yeah, that's crazy. But when I'm sick, I'm normal. And I'm sure Mark would tell you that too.
I have a friend I know.
Okay. No, sounds real.
Okay, they're in my family. But they are like, when they're sick, like they're a full grown adult. And I remember them lying down on the couch, like at 24 years old, and being like, Mom. Can you get a wet towel and put it on my head?
That's not far off from me, to be honest.
Are you kidding me? I was like, you cannot be doing this. This is a family gathering and you're making your mum dab your head. You're a psycho.
Like in a movie.
Yeah.
In movies, they're always slightly dabbing each other's heads. I'm like, what can that really be doing?
I guess it just like makes it like take away from the pain because you're just more thinking about the sensation of being dabbed.
Oh, sounds good. I'd love to get dabbed, actually.
Okay.
I got anesthetic and the anesthetist couldn't find my veins.
Oh.
And so I think it was the fourth. She had to do it twice in each arm before she got in there. And it was after a while I was getting a little bit fed up, to be honest. But I had one nurse stroking my head and another nurse stroking my feet. And I think without them I would have gotten pretty upset. But I was like, this kicks ass.
Don't they usually like put a thing around your arm and tighten it so that the thing pops to the surface?
Yeah, they did that. But I just I don't have very big veins and they're kind of deep.
Sorry, I can't look at veins.
Oh my God. Danielle's just closed her eyes and rolled her head back. Okay, they're gone.
Thank God. Okay, but now
what is wrong with you? what is happening?
I have this thing.
Okay, Danielle's gagging.
I have this thing where, you remember the life education van that came to school with the Harold the Giraffe?
Yeah.
Okay, well, they came to school and they started talking about.
Are you crying?
No, I'm fine. They started talking about how many pints of blood there is in the human body.
Yeah.
And how delicate.
Open your eyes.
And how delicate we are. And just like how we're big bags of blood. And then anytime I see a vein now or think about it, I have to like uncross my legs and not touch any other part of my body because I feel like my veins are going to burst open and the blood's going to go everywhere. And it just grosses me out. I can't look at my own wrists.
So you're currently sitting now very straight backed on the chair and you're holding your arm, your elbows just straight out at a right angle.
Yeah, because one you freaked arm me holding out the microphone, and
the other hand just limp.
You shouldn't have shown me your veins.
You look like a marionette puppet right now.
Why'd you show me your veins?
I didn't know. Oh. You know how, Danielle, you know how I say I don't do brown and then you laugh about it and then continue to talk about shits you've done? That would be like if I tried to rub my veins in your face, you bitch.
Yeah, but...
But
I swear to God, you've never said once you don't like brown.
I say that all the time.
Well, I didn't get what you meant when you said brown.
We were in a group chat. We're in a group chat, Danielle, and everyone was talking about their shits. And I said, I'm going to leave because it literally makes me sick if anyone says anything else. And then you popped off, started talking about your shit, and someone else popped off. So I left the group. I was so pissed.
Sorry.
And then I have missed call from you. I'm like, Danielle's called to apologize for talking about her shit because he knows it's a sore point for me. And then you just had some other issue that you wanted to talk about. Then I was like, oh, I thought you were calling to apologize for that. And you were like, haha, anyway. And then I decided I was probably just tired. But it is genuinely, I guess, mental illness. But it's nice to know you have some as well. I'm looking at your vein right now.
Don't look at it.
Her eyes are closing in.
Why did you do it?
Look at me, Danielle. We're not making eye contact with me anymore. I've paralyzed you.
I'm terrified. You're not like a living being. I might see a vein. It's like, because
I'm
going to
keep my arms up like this so you can't see my wrists or the inside of my elbows.
Thank you. Because it's just like the type of thing where sometimes I'll just, like, I'm fine. Like, sometimes I can look at my wrists if I'm not thinking about veins and blood in particular.
Yeah.
But as soon as I start to think about it, I just think about how we're big sacks of blood and it freaks me out.
Yeah. I mean, that is crazy, but I respect it. I respect your boundaries. And I'll try not to bring that up ever again.
Thank you.
Amazing we've made it this far without that happening. Your head just rolling around. That was crazy. That was insane.
It's so gross to me.
So Danielle got drunk the other night.
No.
And just started sending me voice notes.
No, stop.
I just want to play the first
one. Okay.
Because I said, Danielle, can you do Monday morning instead of afternoon? Sorry, I've double booked myself. This is a full voice note.
Yes, Naomi, I can do Monday morning. That is fine, you entitled bitch.
Hey, Naomi, we had some people over for dinner tonight and we spent a lot of time talking about how much we really like you and love you and respect you. So I just want you to know that you're maybe my best friend in the world. Bye, Naomi.
Bye, Naomi, we love you.
What a roller coaster ride. And then I got 10 more like that. Mostly you saying that if we had a sleepover, you'd let me braid your hair.
Yeah, because I like it when people braid my hair. It feels nice. When I was a kid, my like childhood best friend, after lunch we'd come into the classroom and our teacher would read us like a chapter from a book and we'd sit there, and my friend used to love playing with my hair, and I'd let her braid my hair and I'd be like, this is the best thing else. Like,
yeah, you actually told me that story in one of those voice notes.
Did I?
Yeah.
Hmm. It was so good.
Yeah, and that was rare. You rare said voice no more. Note from, well, actually, I'll play one more from Jono.
Okay.
Just because I just want to, that's the voice note you sent me, right? That was all love you, love you. This is Jono's version of love.
Hey, Numi, I just want you to know that even though Danielle's sending you nice messages, I actually like you more than Danielle likes you, and she says lots of mean things about you sometimes, and even when you're not around, she says lots of nasty things. But me, I only ever say nice things about you.
John, that's so rude. I love Numi.
He's trying to pit us against each other.
He is, because he's insecure.
Yeah, he's worried.
And he thinks the only way I can, you know, advance myself in Naomi's eyes is to take down somebody else.
He doesn't braid my hair.
Doesn't he?
No.
Why not?
He's done like one plait last week. That's it.
Never braids my hair. Is that why you're talking about it now?
Yeah, I was like, that was nice that one time.
I'd love to get that again. And now you're leaving.
Yeah, but
you're
going
to have to find someone in Sydney.
Not him, though. You've never braided my hair.
Yeah, I know, but you've built up all this goodwill.
Yeah, I know.
Where I would braid your hair. Now you're going to have to start from scratch with someone in Sydney.
Maybe I'll just go to like a salon and get them to braid my hair and then be like, okay, take it out now.
What? You can just take it out.
That's true. I can take it out.
You just don't tell. You just pretend it's hairstyling and not like some niche form of sex work, basically.
I used to get my sister to braid my hair heaps.
Really?
Yeah, because I'd be like, braid my hair, please. And then she'd just braid it.
Damn. My sister used to be like, you scratch my back and I'll scratch yours. I mean, the classic saying, but quite literally. And then I would scratch her back and then she'd be like, I'll get you back. And she never got me back.
Oh,
she just always took advantage of me.
I used to tell my sisters, we're playing a game. You draw something on my back and I got to guess what it is. And then I'd be like, I didn't get it. Can you draw it again? I didn't get it.
That is fucked up.
I do that. And the other thing I do is I'd pay them 50 cents. If I got really bad sunburn on my back, I'd pay them 50 cents to peel all the dead skin off.
What?
Because you know when you get really bad sunburn?
Ew.
How it flakes?
Ew.
And then they'd like try and get really big bits off, and then we'd be like, oh, that's a really big bit. Good bit.
They probably would have done it for free though, wouldn't they? Six freaks.
I don't know. I think they were just like, stop getting sunburnt. I'm sorry. As a child, I didn't really know that you should put sun protection on, because my dad was like.
Your parents didn't do that, did they?
Well, my dad did. My dad was like crazy about sunscreen, but my mom. See, even now I belittle my dad. I'm like, my dad was crazy about sunscreen because my mom was like, are you putting sunscreen on? You're a nerd.
You pussy.
Yeah.
That's really embarrassing for him. What was he wearing it every day?
Yeah, putting it on his bald head that was exposed to the sun in Townsville that has really bad UV rating.
Yeah. Right where the ozone layer isn't.
Yeah. And I mean, I feel like my dad's side of the family, like, they are all like very like extremely like pale. So I feel like they would definitely get like skin cancers easy. So they should be putting on heaps of sunscreen. My mom's side of the family is more tan, but also like there's these videos for my granddad's 50th. My mom got like all my granddad had like a handheld camcorder from when him and Nana were young. It doesn't have sound, but it had like heaps of videos and stuff, and it goes from black and white to color and stuff.
Oh,
and she put all the clips together, and it's on it was on VCR, but now it's on DVD because we transferred it over. And it's just got music from like the time period on it, but there's heaps of just like videos of my Nana like in a bikini lying by a waterhole, just covered in olive oil, like she's put olive oil.
She hot.
My Nana was smoking. Fuck, so was my granddad. They were a hot couple. Yeah.
Oh, just lathered in oil.
Lathered in oil.
My mum used to do that too.
Yeah. Don't do that.
Don't do
but
that.
But Nana's got beautiful skin still.
Really?
Yeah.
Even after that?
Even after that.
Some of us are just born lucky, I guess. Couldn't be me.
What do you mean? You haven't had any skin cancers?
No, I just mean my skin's translucent.
No, it's not. Don't show me your fucking veins.
You don't want to see.
I saw it in your eyes.
I wasn't going to show you.
Fucking dare.
I'm actually very respectful of people's triggers.
Okay, good.
Unlike some people I know.
Now I can't cross my legs again.
Why?
Because I thought about it.
Wait, so if you bend your limb, then your veins are going to pop?
Yes, because that leg's touching that leg and I had that leg bent. And so it's just like...
It's like putting strain on
it. Yes, it's putting strain on my skin, which is like delicate and used to keep my blood inside.
Bro, I read this article once. I don't know if it was real, but I guess it was. Someone ate like octopus and then their mouth was like real... Like it started to like numb in all these places. The next few days, it turned out they ate like the octopus like cum or something, and then like these like things like latched on to the their tongue. Like it, so she ate something that burst in her mouth, and it was like whatever the squid version of cum is, and it was like numbing her mouth because there were spores like attached to her mouth.
Oh my god! Did she have to get them all taken out?
Or yeah, I think so.
Oh my god!
Sometimes I think about that
when.
And it makes me upset. I think about my mouth being like numb and in pain from squid cum or octopus cum or whatever.
Why'd you tell everybody that? Now they've got to think about that.
Well, because you were talking about your weird shit.
Yeah, okay. Yeah, that's true. That's
But
fair.
It's like, that's not going to happen.
Yeah.
You know?
But I could definitely burst open.
Because Mark has a saying, he always says like, get a shot of that in your mouth.
Oh.
And whenever he says that, I just think about squid cum. Oh. Just like numbing my mouth.
Oh. No good.
Yeah. Any other neuroses?
I have that thing, if I do something to one side of my body, I got to do it to the other side. But that's only when I think about that too.
Yeah, I do that. I step on like shadows and stuff.
No, I don't do the shadows thing.
Or like cracks. Like my mum used to get really pissed off at me if we went to like... If we went to like Water Gardens, the shopping center, I don't know if you've been there, but there's like different colored tiles.
Oh, yes. My mum used to get so angry.
Yeah.
Because, yeah, at Castletown, they had like them just on the edges and sometimes they would be on the diagonal. And she'd be like, can you fucking stay close to me? And I'd be like 3 meters away being like, I've got to step on the diagonal tiles. And mum being like, you know, get back here. And then in my mind just being like shutting my eyes and walking beside her because I'm like, I can't do it.
Your body goes into marionette position again.
Mom, I'm gonna die. Let me walk on the black tiles.
It's your back I'm saving, Mom. You know the saying. Did you know?
Yeah. Step on a crack, break your back. Step on a line, break your spine.
Break your spine?
Yeah.
Oh, great. Now I gotta think about that.
They're the same thing.
Oh, great.
Breaking your back and breaking
your
spine. It's
your mother's back.
Oh.
See, I thought you didn't get that.
Oh.
Step on a crack, break your mother's back.
Oh, yeah. We just shortened it, cut the fat. Make it your own
cut
stuff.
The fat? Yeah. Is that what you call your mum?
Yeah. cut the fat, just make it about yourself, you know? Then you well, don't. Then like you're not saving your mum, you're saving yourself. Because if it's saving your mum, you might have a vendetta a little bit maybe. You know, every now and then you're a bit annoyed.
I don't think I would ever want to break my mother's back.
Even if you were angry. Good to know. Naomi will not be implicated in this crime.
Anyway, what else is going on? We're just freewheeling it, aren't we?
Yeah, we are. I guess, like, did we talk? Yeah, they did. Yeah, the show did a good job.
Talk. Oh, Auntie Donna's?
Yes. We talked about
Oh, the Reputation Rehab one.
What
show are you talking about?
I'm talking about Reputation Rehab.
Oh, right.
We talked about that.
Yeah, you pointed at the screen and that's when we were looking at the Auntie Donna thing.
Well, that's so just a screen to say the show. You know, it's a screen. That's what you play the show on, a screen. Anything
you just point
screen.
At the nearest technology that's to right. Be like...
Oh, you can watch it on that. You can watch it on that. You can watch it on that. You can watch it on this over here. Anything. You got phone. You got a screen. You can watch it.
It's crazy these days. You know what you sound like? My pop's funeral. Did I tell you about this?
No.
Because he didn't know my pop, right? To be fair, I didn't even know my pop well. And I will say he was not a very popular man.
No.
He was not very well liked, I don't think. But I barely knew the guy. Although he kind of rubbed me the wrong way. But anyway, the celebrant at his funeral, like, clearly didn't know much about him. But he was really old. He was like 96. And so he just started like... I swear it was like a boomer doing like a 5 minute spot at like an open mic. He just started talking about how times have changed. And he's like, back when James was born, You know, you couldn't just get on a plane, go to sleep, wake up in America. You had to take a ship. Back in his day, you couldn't just call someone up. You had to send a telegram. And he did that for like 5 minutes straight. And I'm sitting there like,
Jesus Christ.
Is this a bit? Are you warming up for like a gig? It was so funny.
Oh my God.
He was like, isn't that interesting? Looking at me like I'm fucking 12. I was like, leave?
I'm not interested at all. I'm always interested by my granddad's stories, but that's because they're always slightly, how's this? So my granddad says he's seen, I think I've talked about this before, how he's seen UFOs and he's seen, he reckons he's seen an alien body in the Tully military camp and that it was like normal human body but with a big head. Anyway, I was talking to mum on the phone the other day and I was like, oh, I'm going to like, I think I'm, I want to like go up to Townsville and like recall granddad's stories and like maybe I think it'd be fun to like go investigate the alien body one because there's heaps of people in Tully who see aliens and UFOs. So I'm like, I don't know, maybe there's something in the water or something.
Yeah, aliens, Danielle. Yeah. There's aliens.
They're swimmers. And I talked to mum and I was like, yeah, because you know how her granddad saw like the alien body and it's just got a normal body and then a big head? And she goes, oh, we didn't see an alien. He saw a melon man. And I was like, what the fuck's a melon man? And then she was like, oh, you know, the melon men, they're in the trees up there everywhere. They're like an old indigenous species of human. And then I was like, what? Can you spell melon man for me? And then she sent me like a spelling and it was just melon, like watermelon, man. And I tried to look that up and then I was like, that's not bringing it up. And then she spelled it like six different ways and I was like, nothing's coming up, mum. And then she was like, oh, it must just be like local, like word of mouth, what we call them. Well, anyway, it's a yowie. I was like, so sorry, but you don't believe that granddad saw an alien. You think he saw a yowie body. And then Noel, my mum's partner, comes up from behind and he's like, fucking melon man, what are you on about?
It's a yowie. Melon men don't exist.
And then mum sent me.
So it's essentially like an Australian Bigfoot.
Yes. Anyway, my mum sent me.
Wow, they're big.
Well, yeah, they're pretty big.
Look at that, swallowing a man, 1907. There you freaking go.
Bloody hell. So my mum then sent me this. She sent me a bunch of news articles about yowies, but one in particular, which I thought was very funny. It says, poo theory over yowie. And then if you zoom in, I won't show it to you because I know you don't like the brown.
Thank you.
But there is a poo on a termite's mound.
Ugh.
Shown in the newspaper.
Oh, you told me about this.
Oh, should I not?
No, say it on the pod.
I'll read the article. A hiker may have stumbled across compelling evidence of a yowie in remote far north Queensland after finding a massive pile of greasy poo in a very unusual position.
Oh, my God.
Some claims on the Tablelands Yowie Sightings social media group, which is a group I definitely want to join, might seem far-fetched, but one stands out as particularly inexplicable. A local resident who did not wish to be named for fear of a backlash shared one...
It's tough up there.
Yeah, you don't want to say you've seen a yowie shit, that's for sure. Shared one piece of evidence on behalf of a friend, another pretty shy country sort of bloke who doesn't like any attention. He was walking out west near the Ainslie River when he discovered a huge pile of dung carefully placed on a broken termite mound. And then it's got in quotations, whatever did this decided to break the termite mound and poo on it, the man said. No animal I know of would/could do that. Also, the poo looks nothing like pig, roo, emu, etc. He reported feeling a sense of being watched. I just think it's...
A sense of being watched.
Yeah, I'm like, okay, dude, what, you know, I know you did this shit. You don't have to, you definitely don't have to come
like
up with this excuse.
It belonged to a man.
Yeah, it looks like
I don't want to see it.
No, it just looks like a human log.
Oh my God.
If you want, you can message me or message Batch Bitch and...
No, message Danielle.
Sorry, message me.
I do not want
to
see
Instagram
it.
At Danielle's Cool Okay, and yeah. I will send you a picture of the Yowie article.
Look for the girl with 40 followers and I'm not one of them.
people I'm following.
Oh, yeah. No, I meant what I said.
I don't think it's 40. I would have culled that.
You would. It's less than that now?
Yeah, I think so.
It's, you could just follow me to keep up with me.
It's 28.
It's 28.
Yeah.
It's funny that I'm not one of them.
I'm sorry. I just, okay, I'll follow you now.
Because you're going to miss me.
I will.
You could just keep up with, you know, I post Instagram stories
every week as well.
Oh, yeah, that's true.
Okay, I'll do it once the internet's working. Because right now it's...
I feel like you're lying.
Look.
And you're not going
to. Can you say that, agree that it's not working?
I agree that it's not working, but I also agree that's very convenient for you and that you're...
I'm sorry, it's your very excited. Your house that the internet hasn't been working all day in.
All day?
All day.
I have to be working all day. I'm bad gal.
My nose is itchy. I'm scratching the outside. I'm scratching the inside. I can't get it.
Go for it. Where is it itchy?
Right in there. Under the flesh? It's like the middle bit.
Fine. I'm not judging.
What's the middle line bit in there that holds it together?
Septum?
Yeah, the septum's itchy. Oh, my God. I've been using Nasonex, you know, to try and deal with my hay fever.
And how's that going?
Oh, my God.
Itchy septum.
I have very delicate blood vessels in my nose. Terrifying.
Notoriously.
Terrifying.
Oh, yeah. That's the first place the blood's going to shoot
out. It's going to shoot out my nose. I wake up, I reckon, once every 2 months.
You could never do cocaine.
With a blood nose. Yeah, I couldn't. I'd be bleeding blood nose everywhere. Yeah. The other morning, I woke up twice with a blood nose. And I Googled because I was like, oh, no, stress nosebleed, because I'm moving and was worried. I was just stressed out. But then it said that Nasonex can also cause it because it's very drying to the nose.
So you have been putting something up your nose,
mm-hmm.
and then you and got a blood nose, and you thought stress.
Yes, I did. Immediately, stress.
You know, a guy in high school always had a blood nose.
Yeah, I did. I had to get my blood vessels burnt off, but now they're back.
Oh.
They only burn off for a certain amount of years and then they come back.
Do you want me to burn them off again?
Well, you don't have the right equipment.
I'll just, like, put a lighter on for a bit.
They didn't actually burn them. They freezed them. It was frost burn.
Okay, first of all, chill. Secondly, I always thought, I was like, at least he has a thing. Do you know what I mean? The nosebleed guy.
What, you
that's a quirk.
My God, that's not a quirk name. It's the worst. It's a
quirk. I thought it was, as someone who never had a nosebleed, I thought it was interesting.
Oh, I had a nosebleed.
It was like
once.
Having people with divorced parents. I was like, that's cool. Everyone who has divorced parents is cool. And then my parents got divorced. And then I was like, oh, everyone's happy families. And I'm sad. Grass is always greener, Danielle, is what I'm saying. If you didn't get nosebleeds constantly, you'd probably be jealous of the people who had nosebleeds.
Well, do you think this is interesting then? I had a nosebleed once on the way home from a gig and I was trying to hold all my stuff and then I didn't have any tissues. And so I was just standing on the train with blood pouring out my nose, trying to hold all my shit because it was like a real crowded train and nobody would really like move to let me like put my shit somewhere so people wouldn't stand all on it. And then I was just profusely bleeding from my nose and I had to like try and call Jono and be like, Jono, can you come to the train station please with some tissues because my nose is bleeding and nobody will let me like fix it. They're just like sitting down and then crowded around me, but I'm gonna bleed on them all.
You know what, I do find that interesting. I think that's right. People are fucking rude. Wait,
you're saying there were people looking at me on the train being like, oh, I'm so jealous of that quirky lady over there just bleeding from her nose.
Oh, the next Zooey Deschanel over here.
Crying on the phone. Oh, I would have looked like such a mess.
Well, I would have fucking given you a seat or like,
Nobody moved. I was like, excuse me, I've got, what?
I was nearly fainting on a tram once because it was so hot and like all the seats were taken and like just no one moved and I nearly like fainted in Mark's arms and I was like, could someone, like, I was about to fucking die.
Yeah.
And they were just like, not my problem.
They just don't make eye contact with you.
Yeah, you know what? Leave this town full of fucking pieces of shit.
Yeah. I'll have a car. I'll have my blood nose in my car. Imagine if you saw that, just a woman driving a car with a blood nose just pouring out. No, I've got tissues always in the driver's side thing, whatever you call that. Do you know that's what those small, I think that's what those smaller tissue boxes are made for. The thing that people use for rubbish. I think that's supposed to be the tissue box holder. The small little thin ones. I think you put it down there. Boop, got it.
Wait.
Because I smushed up one of my tissue boxes and then somebody was like, you just get one of the smaller tissue boxes. And then I was like, all right, well.
Wait, and they go in where?
The little bit where you, like, people put rubbish in their car door.
Wow.
Yeah, you can put a tissue box in there. So you can have it on the driver's side and just have access to tissues at all times if you need them.
That's what I love about this podcast. You laugh, you cry, you learn.
You freak out about blood vessels.
And then, well, yeah, that's when you cry, clearly, because yeah. I think I did see some tears come out of your eyes.
No, you didn't. There were no tears at all. No liquid left my body.
I think, we have to get off.
Oh, okay. I want to say something
we
quickly.
Have to leave. Yes.
So next episode will be our 100th episode.
Uh-huh.
We don't have anything to watch, so we thought maybe if you guys wanted to send in some questions or something.
Yes.
Naomi can compile those.
Why am I compiling them?
Well, because you're always online more than me.
Yeah, but I don't do admin. I'm notoriously bad at it.
Okay, well, one of us, whoever sees the question, will note the question down. And instead of replying...
You can send that question to us on our Instagram.
Yes, on the Instagram. And if you send the message, we'll do a thumbs up to acknowledge we have put it in the list to answer live on air. Live on air that we put up.
Danielle's
later.
Holding one finger up like this is a great promise.
It's a genius idea. We shall answer any questions if anybody has a single question. One question. We'll make the one question last for an hour if we need.
We don't have any reviews, unfortunately, so that will never happen because obviously the podcast is now cancelled.
Also, if you did recognize the song, you may have recognized it from company's hold music throughout the year.
Yeah.
I mean, not throughout the year, throughout all of time, whenever this was originally uploaded. I personally think that we've added to it.
Yeah.
And this
well,
is what,
I mean, literally we have.
Yeah, we have. It's the definition. So whether you think that's good or bad, we have done that. The song is called Sunshine by Kevin MacLeod at Incompetech. This is the description. A bright piece with piano and rhythm guitar throughout. Kit and bass in the background. Main melody carried by piano. Also,
one of the more straightforward ones.
Almost certain that that is Energy Australia's hold music. And I just think pay for music.
Why?
Because they're a massive company.
This is good enough.
Yeah, I know, but I hope they paid Kevin MacLeod. Kevin MacLeod, you should go after Energy Australia if not. I know it's free, but like surely it's not like free for massive conglomerates.
Yeah,
I hope
maybe
they
not.
Paid you. I think that's a dog act by whoever's using this for their multi-million-dollar company. Pay for a fucking song, you psycho.
Yeah, fuck you. Anyway.
Support an artist, please.
Hopefully, I mean, next episode will be our last one in person for until I go to Sydney or Danielle comes back to Melbourne.
And that could be a while.
That could be a while. So make sure you fucking review it next time, you dogs.
Because we could cancel if we don't see each other. The vibe might be off.
The vibes could be way off.
We won't be able to tell. We'll both think each other are being passive aggressive. Oh, my God. My nose is so itchy.
I know. Your hand's right up there.
I don't know what's going on. Nothing's even coming out. It's not like there's anything coming out. It's just itchy in there. I don't know if a bee got up there and stung it.
I think you would have noticed.
Maybe. Why? Anyway. Okay, we're
all
going
right, we
now.
We gotta go.
Bye.
Bye.
Batch bitch. Batchy bitchy batchy batchy bitch. Batch bitch. Batch batch bitch. Batch bitch. Batch bitch. Batch bitch. Batch batch bitch. Bitchy bitch. Batchy batchy bitch. Batchy batchy bitch. Batchy batchy bitch. Batchy 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 bitch. Batchy 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 bitch. Batchy batch batch batchy batchy bitch. Batchy batch batch batchy batchy bitch. Batchy batch batch batchy batchy bitch. Bitch.
Betchy, betchy, bitch. Batch, batch, bitch, bitch. I definitely reckon we can stop now.
Batch, batchy, batchy, batch, bitch.
Okay, I'm done. I'm rolling away. I'm rolling away from you.
Come back, Daniel. Batch, batch, bitch. Batch, batchy, bitch.
Batch, bitch.
Batchy, bitch. Batch, bitch.
Batchy, batchy, bitch.
Batch, batchy, bitch.
Bad bitch,
bitch,
bitch, bitch, bitch, bitch, bitch, bitch, bitch, bitch, bitch, bitch, bitch, bitch, bitch, bitch, bitch, bitch, bitch, bitch, bitch, bitch.
Stunning.
So like 7 minutes. 3 minutes.
Okay, fill it forever.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news! Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.